Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Allen and the Bills. Now we'll have Anderson, the center. 23rd career game for Alec Anderson. He'll snap it to Allen. Now here's the pressure and the sack. Oh, my goodness. Josh Allen turned around, and there were three bad men in black shirts, Arch. D. Alford was there. My goodness, Diablo was there. A row, row, row
again. Moving on the field as the quarterback's forward progress was stopped. Fourth down.
It is a Victory Tuesday here on the Morning Show. Sports Radio 929 The Game. It's 8:05 a.m. Mike, Ali, Bo, Dylan hanging out with you here, just celebrating all day. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Wake up call just a few minutes away. Make sure you get your phone calls in, 404-726-0929. Ali just talked about it just a minute ago. We are celebrating. Tell us what your favorite play was last night. Which one was it? Was it the Bashan run? Was it Tyler Algier trucking somebody? Was it Drake getting the throw to the inside shoulder? Was it the D. Alford interception? Tell us what your favorite play was, 404-726-0929.
And here's what you need to know before you clock in this morning. The Hawks beat the Heat last night, 119-118 in the preseason. Game two of the ALCS. Mariners beat the Blue Jays. 10-3. Game three is tomorrow in Seattle. Dodgers beat the Brewers in Milwaukee 2-1 for the first game of the NLCS. Game two is tonight at 8:08. The Chicago Bears beat the Commanders by a field goal, 25-24 last night. Of course, yes, the win that we're just marinating in all day long. 24-14, Falcons took down Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, putting them at 3-2 for the season.
We're rolling around in it. I'm so far in the weeds that, like, when I talk about my favorite play, it was a meaningless, like, 9-yard gain. Not meaningless, but that final drive, it was a 9-yard gain. And it shouldn't be my favorite play, but it was because of what you see. We talked about the wrap play that Tyler Algier scored on a couple weeks ago against Washington, where we used to call it key in Mike Mularkey's offense, where the lead blocker and the running back wrap around the quarterback and go to the backside of the offense. That play was run yesterday to Bijan Robinson for like an 8 or 9 yard gain. And it was run off Michael Jarrell, the left tackle. He was struggling to get his head front side on some of the wide zones when he was on the backside of wide zone. So what did Zach Robinson do? He put Michael Jarrell up to bat and he says, look, we're just going to run back the other direction. You pin the guy down. You don't have to get your head across. Just block him down toward the middle of the formation. We'll wrap around the backside. Ended up in a 9 yard gain. So I know that that's like such a small thing. It just brings, like you talked about, Ali, it's just a twinkle in my eye, man. I'm just like, that is such a beautiful thing to notice that Michael Jarrell's in a bad spot and try to help that man out.
Yeah, I don't know if they can use it much now. I think most of the league, I mean, I guess you can still do it, but mine was the Felipe Franks quarterback sneak or tight end sneak, whatever you want to call it, because I don't know how much, you know, it's obviously not unknown now. But they used it once successfully for a first down. They used it the second time to successfully get the first down because you got them to jump.
I think you can use it plenty. I don't think it, like, a quarterback sneak's just a quarterback sneak, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't usually hide it when you're running a quarterback sneak.
But they did, though. They used it. The disguise was they're in the pistol.
Yeah.
And Franks goes in motion. And as he goes in motion, he just stops under Newsle's little butt there and puts his hands in there and goes, hut!
I guess my point is that for whatever reason, and I might be wrong, but I trust Felipe Franks on the quarterback sneak more than I do Michael Penix for the same reason that I would trust Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts more on a quarterback sneak.
I feel more comfortable with Felipe Franks mainly because, you know, those are dangerous. I think quarterback sneaks can be dangerous plays at times.
Yeah, I agree.
And
And regardless of what Nick Sirianni wants to tell me.
Or Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
And Lurie, is that the owner? I mean, whatever. I don't want to talk about those guys. They've lost two in a row. We've won two in a row. Let's talk about us.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love the – that's creativity. So let's stop with the – I don't see – I think we saw a lot of creativity the last 2 weeks from this offense and from the offensive coordinator. Bijan Robinson is the best player in football right now. He's playing like
Agreed.
An MVP. Mm-hmm. Just what he's doing already. Hey, I had 238 yards from scrimmage last night, and he's got 822 yards from scrimmage in five games.
It's crazy. It really is crazy. It's historic, and obviously you love the fact that it was on the primetime stage last night. We do got to get the phone lines, 404-726-0929, if you want to weigh in on last night's game. What was your favorite play? Or just tell us about the vibes, because right now they're immaculate. Full phone lines, shocker. It is a Falcons victory Tuesday, and obviously we're loving life right here. Bo and I got about, I don't know, 3-4 hours sleep last night on the old air mattresses, but I wouldn't rather be anywhere else, my friend. I don't want anybody else sitting in this chair today.
Mike and I did a trade-off. He got my air mattress ready for me when I got here.
I did.
And I took an extra chicken Chick-fil-A sandwich from the press box for him. This says take one. So I walk to the first spot and I take one, and I will kind of look confused for a second, like I'm looking for condiments, and I grab a second one and then scurry away.
Is this the play where I wander down the field and act like
I lost? Yeah, I did the Billy Bob. Oh, where do I go now?
Hey, man. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's try to keep it quick, guys. Let's bro through these. We got full phone lines. Hey, let's try to get to Chris in College Park, man. Start us off. What's going on, buddy?
The vibes are high.
Yes, sir. Hey, love it.
Hey, I just want to say, first of all, I'm glad all that Cheetos and cranberry didn't go to waste last night. We had a ball. I'm going to get right to it, everybody. First of all, shout out to the coaching staff. We came out of a bye week ready to play. That's been a sticking point with me the past few years. Falcons came out ready to play. Bijan, I can't wait till the end of the year because he may be 1,000 yards receiving and 1,000 yards rushing. To the defense, you hold Buffalo Bills to 14 points with those turnovers and sacks, you guys can pat yourself on the back. And my favorite play, and you touched on it, Big Mike, with all of us, including me, who wondered why in God's name we had our number one draft pick this year on the kickoff team, you saw it last night.
Ooh.
Go Falcons, hashtag Squid Nation, hashtag Squid Squad.
Love to hear it, love to hear it. That was a great play. Obviously, Jalen Walker on coverage unit says a lot about Jalen Walker, the person and the player. Let's go back to the phone lines very quickly. Let's get to Josh over in Lawrenceville. Josh, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, team. Hey, I saw a reincarnated version of the Grit Splits last night, and I absolutely loved it. My favorite play of the game, though, was sometimes you've got to be lucky. And that 3rd-and-1 when Buffalo had momentum in the second half, when they fumbled and brought him back like 4 yards, that was absolutely huge.
That's
great
a good
win.
Call.
And when did we consistently stop the mobile quarterback?
Yeah,
Last night was big, and we're turning the corner, I think.
Well, I appreciate the phone call, Josh.
Real quick,
it's a great call.
You've done it in all three of your wins. You did it against Washington, you did it against Buffalo, and you did it against Minnesota because McCarthy's mobile. Those guys are mobile, and, Baker Mayfield is shifty, and he makes plays in the pocket that it's Josh Allen-esque as far as he's shifty, but it's different. It's Ben Roethlisberger's different. It's just different the way he does things.
The scramble that he had this weekend was insane.
Sally won the Heisman.
Insane.
Sally won the Heisman.
Crazy to look at.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go. Hey, let's talk to our buddy Larry over in the truck. Larry, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good day.
I'm having a good day, and my favorite song today is Nothing But a G-Thing, Baby. It's all the way live with Georgia today, with the Hawks winning last night, and then the Falcons. And look, the best thing about it all was I couldn't wait to get here once I found out we won, because I had to go to bed early. But once I found out we won, I couldn't wait to get here to listen to you guys with all the energy I knew you were going to bring today. So I've been enjoying that, you know. All go. Morning, obviously. I'm out here doing my thing. Appreciate y'all have you. A great day.
Thank you, Larry.
Appreciate you, Larry.
Checks in the mail, as always.
Yeah,
man.
I love
always
that.
Appreciate the vibes. Hey, let's quickly, let's go back to the phone lines. Dylan, let's talk to Kevin, the limo driver. Kevin, I hope drop-off line was good this morning, man.
Drop-off line was smooth this morning, but we got dirty in the South last night. That defense was a beast. That running game was a beast. I'm telling you, defense like wins championships, offense sells tickets, but that defense and that running game travels well. People in the NFL, so I'm looking for it. And they're just scratching the surface. They're really not even where they're going to be yet. That defense is still unfolding. This defense is possibly by the end of the year, maybe historic numbers for the Falcons. So go, Dirty Birds! Yeah!
Let's go, man. Rise up. Appreciate the phone call.
Real quick, Mike, I think he's got a good point about the defense is not near.
Yeah, I think
it's fair. They're still blown coverages. Xavier Watson, Jesse Bates are still getting on at times that what they're seeing and making sure they're seeing the right thing. I think Pearson and Walker are just now scratching the surface of what they can do. They're making plays, some of which not on the stat sheet.
Hey.
They're going to become on the stat sheet sooner than later.
I completely agree with you. Let's try to squeeze one more call in here. Speaking of drop-off line, what's going on, Anthony? Anthony, we got about 20 seconds, man. Let her eat.
Hey, mother, ha, ha, ha. Victory Tuesday. What's Falcons going? Victory Tuesday. I talked about it. Bijan needed 20 carries. Tyler Allgeier needed 10. The defensive line rushed as a unit together, and that's how you get dubs. It's a great Falcons Tuesday win. We love you guys. This is absolutely amazing. All those bandwagon fans, stay where y'all at. Real Falcons, we rise up.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal phone call by Anthony, man. That's a great way to close out the wake-up call. Thank you guys so much for weighing in.
We so appreciate it. And you can also join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. That's your first chance to call in and react to every Falcons game. Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. It's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons postgame this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, former Falcons QB and now analyst for the for the Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer will join us to get in on this Falcons win. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.